diver was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could. Isadora was the first bra burner, and you're glad she showed up.
Oh, yeah!
And when the country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sewed up.
And then there's Maud.
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 And then there's
Maud.
That uncompromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizing. Right on, Maud.
Hello? No, this is not Mr. Findlay. It's Mrs. Findlay. Yeah, Mr. Findlay has a much higher voice. What? Oh, fine. Then I'll expect her soon. Oh, by the way, what's her name? Mrs. Evans. Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye. Philip, is your mother up yet?
Uh-huh.
Listen, honey, if you're going to go out and play with your tape recorder, be careful of it. And keep your jacket zipped up. It's chilly outside.
It's warm out.
It is chilly. Now, you keep your jacket zipped up, or Grandma Maud will rip you a little harder. Carol!
I hear you, Mother!
Honey, I want to get breakfast out of the way and the house straightened up in 15 minutes.
Morning, Maud.
Hi, honey.
Why all the frantic cleaning at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning?
I'm expecting somebody, and I don't want her to walk into a disorderly house.
This isn't a disorderly house. This is a dirty house. I've been in disorderly houses, and I know what they're like.
Be careful, Walter. You have a long life ahead of you, and I'm going to be with you every minute of it.
Great. The coffee ready?
Yeah, it's in the kitchen.
Right.
Carol! Carol, please! I am up to my ashtrays and grime!
I'm coming!
Honey, I'm sorry I had to get you up so early on a Saturday morning, but the agency is sending over a housekeeper for me to interview.
It's okay. I was up early anyway. That dumb kid was making so much noise, he woke me up at 7.
Philip is not dumb. Besides, you can't expect an 8-year-old to be quiet in the morning. What was he doing?
He was in his room practicing swearing.
You're kidding.
He was shouting obscenities into that tape recorder you bought him and then playing it back.
Oh, he was probably checking it out.
Whatever happened to testing 1, 2, 3? Anyway, I stopped him.
Gently, I hope.
Of course. I told him to shut the hell up.
Walter, you've always had a marvelous way with children.
Well, any kid who yells dirty words into a tape recorder and then plays it back must have an uncommon need to be cursed at, and I was delighted to fill that need.
Walter. Honey. Listen. This is your home. And if you don't want my daughter or my only grandchild living here with us, just tell me.
And?
And I'll rip your heart out.
All right, Mother, I'm here. Am I allowed to have a cup of coffee before we start work?
Oh, now, look, honey, I know it's your day off, but this housekeeper is important. So try not to remind me of all the money I wasted sending you through charm school.
I was out till 4 in the morning. You have me up at 9 o'clock to play house. Where's Philip?
He's outside playing.
Well, there's no tape recorder. You should hear what...
Walter... don't you want to find out who Carol was out with last night?
No.
Who was it, honey? The Toyota dealer? The chiropodist? Or the one who said he isn't married and I know better?
Mother, I'm not going to sit here while you do a number on the men I date. So stop asking who I was out with, what we had for dinner, and did we go all the way?
Carol, I have never in my life asked you a question like that.
Come on, where would I get a dumb expression like that? It's right out of the 40s.
Hey, come on, you two, cut it out. I mean, does every house in America with a mother and daughter in it sound like this one?
What are you talking about, Walter? Carol and I are the envy of every mother and daughter we know.
How do we know that, Mother?
From all the telegrams we get. Dear Carol and Maud, we envy you. Signed, a mother and daughter. Oh, Listen, honey, let's finish up and straighten up the house a bit before the new housekeeper gets here.
I think it's ridiculous, us getting the place clean for a maid.
We do not say maid, we say housekeeper.
Correction noted. I suppose we're getting another black housekeeper?
Well, how should I know? I didn't ask for one.
Mother!
All right, I asked.
Yes, and you'll spoil her to death, and Walter will end up firing her, just like Marcy and Willie.
I do not spoil them.
You do, Maud. You see black and you melt.
Not true.
It is. A black maid says hello, you say I'm sorry.
There she is. That's the housekeeper. Carol! Wait, Carol! Carol, don't you dare open that door. Straighten up the place. Fluff up some pillows or something. Be right there. Carol, listen, from that look on your face, you are going to scare that poor woman to death. Carol, you don't know how frightening it is for them to come into a brand new situation in a white household. I, for one, intend to make her feel warm and welcome. Well, hello. You must be Mrs. Evans. I hope you didn't have any trouble finding us.
Oh, no, ma'am. I heard you all the way from the bus stop. Come in.
Oh, well, of course. Come in, Mrs. Evans. Meet my daughter, Carol. Carol, this is Mrs. Evans.
Hello. Ma'am?
Ma'am? Oh, did I hear you say ma'am?
I know.
We can't have that in this household. Now, from now on, I want you to call her Carol and me Maud. Now, what shall we call you?
Mrs. Evans.
I don't think you understand.
She understands just fine. May I take your coat, Mrs. Evans?
Thank you.
Mrs. Evans, won't you sit down? Sit down. Would you excuse me a minute? Carol, I just wanted to ask you. How do you like her?
I like her. I mean, I love the way she comes on.
You love the way she comes on, but you don't see one inch beneath that, do you? Obviously, the poor woman is frightened to death. Now, what you call coming on is a defense. It's her way of coping with the pain. Mrs. Evans. Mrs. Evans, have you ever met someone and instinctively liked that person at the very first time?
No, never. This is a big house you have here, Mrs. Finley.
Oh, yes, but it cleans like a small one. Oh, now, the thing that we have to get straight right off the bat is that in this household, we are all on a first-name basis. I mean, even my daughter calls me Maud. Now, what's your first name?
Florida.
Florida. Oh, you were named after the state.
No, I was named after my aunt.
Oh, and she was named after the state.
No, she was named after her mother.
Oh, her mother
was named after an orange. You see, they was picking them down there, and she went into labor right in the orange grove. Had the baby 10 minutes later. They was either gonna call her Florida or Sun-Kissed. Now you know the whole story.
Fascinating. Fascinating. I mean, the things that come out of your culture are so rich, so juicy. Mm-hmm.
I got one about an apple, I'll tell you something about it.
I like you, Florida. You're funny.
Thank you, honey.
You know, Florida, you and I have a great deal in common.
We do?
When I was young, we were very, very, very poor. As a matter of fact, for the first 7 years, I had to share a bedroom with two sisters.
That many?
Poor mother, how you've suffered.
Carol, she's such a tease. She has her father's dimples, and look how she's flashing them at me. Shameless child.
Maud.
Oh, Walter, I'd like you to meet Florida.
Say congratulations, Maud. 11 minutes.
That's the longest you've kept a maid in 2 years.
Walter, there's a thin line between love and hate. And you're erasing it. Florida, Florida, I'd like you to meet Mr. Findlay.
Hello.
Oh, how do you do?
Florida, how nice. You were named after the state.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Walter. She was named after an aunt.
Is there something wrong?
I was looking for the dimples.
The dimples?
I guess they must be someplace else. Florida, I forgot. Mr. Findlay isn't Carol's father. You see, I was married before.
A lot before.
God will get you for that.
What is it here? Just the three of you living here?
Three and a half. Carol's got an 8-year-old kid.
Philip is not dumb. He's no trouble. As a matter of fact, Florida, he's responsible for picking up his own room.
Sometimes he forgets.
Forgets? That kid served time for littering.
They're both such teases, but that's family. And Florida, dear, that's exactly how I want you to feel. Like one of the family.
I got a family.
You bet you have.
Look, Mrs. Findlay, I really have to go because today I'm my own housekeeper.
Well, Florida, the job's yours. The agency said that you have Monday, Wednesday, and Friday afternoons open, and that's fine, and the money's fine. So, Florida, I want you to consider this your home.
I got a home.
You can say that again.
I'll be here Monday at 1 o'clock. Oh, and the first week will be on a trial basis.
Oh, Florida, don't be ridiculous. You're not on trial.
I know. You are. See you Monday.
I hope you two are satisfied. With all that quarreling and bickering, the poor woman doesn't know what to think.
Mother, Florida will survive the family. She's wonderful. It's your fawning over her that's the problem.
I do not fawn. Carol, that woman needs our help.
She's not supposed to need our help. She's supposed to be our help.
Walter, Florida is not your modern Negro. She hasn't found that new sense of self-respect and militancy. Let's face it. Walter, Florida is your pre-liberation southern black.
You make her sound like a tropical fish.
You better start looking for a new maid, Mother. You're gonna need one in a week.
Oh? Listen, honey, I have Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I intend to treat that woman as an equal. Teach her a new sense of self-respect. By Friday, she wouldn't leave me if her life depended on it.
Maud, how can you be sure?
Because her life will depend on it.
Maud? Maud? Carol? Philip? Florida? Georgia? Mississippi? Anybody?
Hi, Walter.
Where is everybody?
I don't know. I just got home myself.
Will you take a look at this? We're out of gin. Yesterday, this bottle was almost half full. You don't suppose Florida's taking a little nip on it now and then, do you?
Shame on you. A little gin is missing, and just because we happen to have a black maid, you automatically think she took it.
Wrong. I think Florida took it if she was Snow White. My prejudice isn't color, it's maids. They drink.
The point I'm making, Florida, is that for the first time in history, the young blacks in the ghetto are trying for a bigger political voice.
Most of the kids in my neighborhood are trying for a hit record.
Take these in the kitchen. I'll carry mine.
I'll take it, Mrs. Findlay. Sorry about the dirty dishes on the coffee table, Mr. Findlay, but some people don't let nobody get their work done.
Carol, Walter, isn't Florida a dream? Did you see the way she just took that bag from me?
Yeah, just like she was a maid.
Now listen, Walter, don't be a sore loser just because I told you she'd be happy here. And by the way, Carol, today is Friday and she hasn't said one word about quitting.
And it's no wonder, Maud. We're out of gin.
Oh, I forgot. Florida and I had a couple of martinis at lunch.
A couple of martinis at lunch? You in Florida? In most homes, a maid drinks on the sly. In our house, it's part of her on-the-job training.
Oh, Miss Carol, I forgot to tell you. Philip School called. Principal wants to see you tomorrow. He said something about a tape recorder.
A tape recorder?
Yeah, he said something about wiping it clean and having it impounded.
Mother, did you know something about this?
Well, a little. The other day, Walter caught Philip swearing into his new tape recorder.
And you didn't tell me about it?
Oh, honey, all little boys swear.
Maybe not like Philip.
Walter. No, it just didn't seem important.
Not important? My son takes an obscene tape recorder to school. You say it's not important?
Oh, Carol, please. By the way, Florida, why didn't you tell me about that call?
The message was for her.
I know, but what difference does it make? We were together all day.
Well, like I said, the message was for her.
Thank you, Florida. It is about time someone respected the privacy of the individual around here.
Well, I don't know about that, but like I said, the message was...
Don't say it again, Florida.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty sick of them words myself.
You are spoiling her rotten.
I am.
She is.
You are. You want to talk about spoiling someone? Let's talk about you and Philip. What did he need with a $49 tape recorder anyway?
That kid is spoiled rotten.
Walter.
I said rotten, not dumb.
Mother, Philip is my son.
Please keep your voice down. She's liable to come.
Well, I am his mother.
You're absolutely right. I think we should have the party on Saturday.
Still fighting about the kid, huh?
Florida, where are you going?
To get the grocery.
So why don't you use the back door?
Walter!
But you'll have a shorter walk. It's closer to the car.
I know it's shorter, but you tell that to the NAACP over there.
Walter, I am shocked. You know that the back door still has racial overtones.
Come over here, Maud. I'll tell you what I do.
I know what you know, and it's not very much, Walter.
Maud.
You goofed. You made a big mistake. You
Maud,
should
never... sit! You've been making a fool of yourself again.
Thank you. Pardon.
He is right, Mother.
Take today. I come home. The house is a mess. You and Florida aren't even here.
We were out shopping, and please keep your voice down. Any minute now, she's liable to come in.
I'm in. Okay, you can start talking.
By the way, since when does a maid come in at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and get lunch?
Walter, you would take the food out of her mouth.
Yes, and the olive out of her martini. You always overdo, Maud. Florida, Philip, it's the same thing.
Walter, where are you going?
Next door to borrow some gin from Arthur. His maid only drinks tequila.
I don't understand his attitude or yours.
That makes us even, Maud. And do me a favor, when Philip comes in, let me talk to him about the tape recorder. And another thing, Mother, try not to buy him a car until he's at least 10.
Carol!
I got an announcement to make. It's 6 o'clock, the week is up, and I is out.
Florida, you can't quit.
What do you mean I can't quit? Are you the mafia?
Just because I had a few words with Carol and Walter...
That has nothing to do with it. It's just plain you.
Me? Me? I must be losing my mind.
Better you than me.
Florida, don't go.
I have to catch my bus. May I have my money?
Florida, I was only trying to help. All right, go. If you don't want to improve yourself, I'm not going to try to change you.
What do you mean, improve myself?
You want to know? I'll tell you. Florida, for 1 week, I have been trying to prove to you that a black woman can be just as proud and just as self-respecting as a white woman, but you are too darn dumb to know it.
And for 1 week, I've been trying to do my work like a black woman who is just as proud and just as self-respecting as any white woman. And you are just too darn dumb to know that. Look, I like doing my work, Mrs. Finley. But I don't like using the front door when the back door is closer. I don't like drinking martinis in the middle of the day. And what's more, I like to eat in the kitchen by myself. Florida, you are a bigot.
I'm a what?
You deny me my God-given right to be your equal. Listen, if I'm good enough to employ you, I'm good enough to eat with you.
You want to run that around again?
No, I didn't understand it the first time. Florida. No, never mind. No, wait! Listen, you may be leaving my house, but you're not going out through the back door.
All right, Miss Finley, have it your way. But the next time, do me a favor and get yourself a white maid, huh? She'll be able to use the back door, and it'll be a whole lot easier on her feet.
Good night, Florida. See you Monday.
You won't see me Monday. I'm breaking out of here for good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Look, honey, I want you to know it has nothing to do with you. But I just keep running into problems with white liberals that just won't quit.
Well, you're not going to tell me you'd rather work for a bigot.
No. But at least they don't keep trying to change you. They just hate you as you is.
Florida, you're okay. I really wish you'd stay.
I kind of like you too, honey. You're groovy.
Maybe I could make Mother understand. Oh, Walter.
If I die before my time, it won't be from drinking. It'll be from running around looking for something to drink.
Walter, Florida's leaving for good.
Oh, I'm really sorry about that, Florida. I kind of like your style.
Don't you think if Florida agreed to stay a while, you and I could get Maud to change?
Not Maud. Maud won't change. And I want you to know something, Florida. I like her style, too.
As a matter of fact, Florida, you and my mother are not that unalike. Oh.
Look, why don't you two hang loose? Let me see if I can't fix up things. I was just checking to see if I didn't leave nothing.
You didn't leave nothing.
How can you be sure?
Listen, Florida, since you're still here not looking for anything, I've been sitting here thinking, and well, if you'd like to stay, I'll let you work as long and as hard as you want.
You mean that?
I mean you can work your butt off.
Good.
Now, you be here Monday at 1 p.m. and start with the bathrooms and bedrooms.
I always start with the kitchen and downstairs.
No, it's always best to start upstairs.
It's best to start downstairs.
Upstairs.
Look, you telling me, woman, this is my career. You just an amateur.
But, honey, it's my house
and mine to keep clean. Look, I ain't never trained no boss before. But you either gonna do what you do good and let me do what I do good, or else that's that.
Do the things you do good.
See you Monday. Going out back doors. One of the things I do real good.
Carol? Walter? And you said I couldn't keep a maid. Why?
Whatever Maudie wants, poopity-a-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa, Maudie gets. And little man, little Maudie wants
you. Wait a minute, don't take this as a review of your voice, Maud, but it's good to hear you singing around the house again.
Joy reigns again at the Finleys. It must be your success with Florida.
Well, I must say that
Mother, what would you say if I told you that Walter and I were responsible for Florida staying?
I'd say, liar, liar, house on fire.
Whatever more.
Maud was recorded on tape before a live audience.